ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question and examining a question that is kind of related to one of the surahs and chapters of the Holy Quran, and that is the last surah of the Holy Quran, which is Surah An-Nas. In this surah, we first read three verses in which God Almighty says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Say, I take refuge in the Lord of men, the Master of men, or the King of men, and the God of men. So the question we would like to ask today is what the difference is between these three attributes of God, first of all, Malik, Rabb, and Ilah. And secondly, what is the reason why God Almighty has, mentioned these in these three verses, and why God has asked us to, in this chapter of the Holy Quran, why God has asked us to take refuge in these three sublime and divine attributes. So we can begin our little investigation here by mentioning something regarding Surah An-Nas. Surah An-Nas is the last verse of the Holy Quran, as you're well aware of. And it's one of the smaller surahs. It only has six verses. In this surah, in this chapter, God Almighty orders the Prophet to seek refuge from the whisperings or the temptations of the devil, right? And actually, to be more specific, he asks the Prophet to seek refuge in these three divine attributes, right? So we can say that these three attributes, first of all, in general terms, have been mentioned because when we examine this from a psychological point of view, in the sense that when a human being feels that has come face to face with some sort of danger, something threatens him, obviously he wants to take refuge and seeks refuge in a power that can repel them and protect himself from that evil. So, and it's for this reason that in general terms, when we come face to face with any kind of danger, regardless of whether it's spiritual or physical, we are asked by God to seek refuge in Him, because He's obviously the ultimate power and nothing can overcome Him. This is the reason why, in general terms, we've been asked to seek refuge in God. Now, the question arises as to why is it that we've been asked to seek refuge, not specifically in God, in the three attributes that God, from the point of view of these three attributes, meaning seek refuge in His lordship, His rububiyat, His malikiyat, or His sovereignty, as well as His uluhiyat, or His divinity. Right. So let's start with His rububiyat, His rububiyat and His lordship over human beings. Obviously, God Almighty is, when we say God Almighty is the Rabb or the Lord of human beings, it means He's the person who sustains them and takes care of them, right? So, and takes care of all their needs. So therefore, obviously He is the person, or He is the being to whom we should seek refuge in when we come face to face with this danger. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We're examining the first three verses of Surah An-Nas. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
ربنا يا رب.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.